With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
With the planet heating up, it can be easy to be overwhelmed if you feel like me and feel that any efforts you make are pretty much in vain. But all over Ireland, people are doing amazing things that will make a difference. And one of those people who knows, I would say, more about it than most is farmer and journalist Hannah Quinn Mulligan, who is one of the presenters of Heated. And Heated is on RTE1 at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning, Lottie. How are you?
I am fabulous, my dear. How are you?
I am good. I am waiting for the vet to come on the farm. I have a heifer who's been having some fertility issues. So fingers crossed, we'll find out if she is with calf today.
Oh,
and
my
then there's
God.
A bull, there's a bull waiting to get his nose ring as well.
No.
So
yeah, have you got Maria Tash coming down?
He's basically going through a Metallica phase, you know, that's what it is.
And will you choose said ring? Can you get a diamond encrusted ring?
I am sure you can, but how and ever, I think you've hit upon an amazing business idea. I think there's probably some entrepreneurial farmer out there who's now going to develop this, and I would love it, actually.
Honest to God,
ring,
Hannah, can you imagine? Can you imagine a line of piercings?
I don't know what we'd call it. a nose dazzle. I don't know, like a jazzle, except for a bull ring. We figured something out.
Yeah, I don't know, but out. I think we're onto something here. Wow! So you've got a really busy day, a possible pregnancy and a piercing.
I know. I mean, the vet might come any minute, so we might find out live on air. But like, I'll let you know one way or another. We'll keep you updated.
And
but I think like the whole thing about this climate change thing is like people are busy. Do you know that kind of thing? Like there's so much stuff going on in our lives, and then at the same time, we are very much all aware that there's a climate crisis going on as well. And so that's what's really nice about the show. You know that it's like. It's showing what people are trying to do in everyday lives and just to tip away at it. Because we do, you know, we do just need to keep tipping away at it. It's a serious issue.
And I think you're speaking about in our everyday lives there. And I mentioned it in the intro. I sometimes personally in my everyday life feel a little bit overwhelmed by climate change because I think it's such a big all-encompassing issue. And who's that going bananas in the background?
That is Toby. That's our fearsome. We have an Irish wolfhound and we have a terrier. But I tell you, the terrier is the one that you need to be afraid of. It's
yeah,
not the Irish.
I have a terrier Irish. Myself, so I know exactly what you're dealing with. Toby, pipe down for a second.
Toby, good boy.
I think
he's the one who's spoiled rotten. But yeah, it's everyday life. It's that everyday madness. You know, there's kids going out in the background. There's so much, you know, happening all the time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously we're going to speak about farms now in a second, but like if when it comes to things like, say for example, the plastic bag levy and the deposit return scheme, those things for me are when I feel like I can get on board and do something that I know is going to make a difference. But do you think you have to have these kind of big initiatives to get people involved when it comes to their everyday lives?
Well, like there's always going to be the Greta Thunbergs of the world, and that's fantastic. But like, for most of us, we kind of, if we can incorporate it into our everyday, that's what's really important to us. So like, even something like reusable bags, like remember when that first came in and everyone was like, oh no, you know, I don't want to give up my plastic bags.
Yeah.
Look at the change and look at the sea change. And you're like, you're nearly a little bit judgmental now if someone doesn't have their own bag with them. And, you know, but I think like what's been really nice about it is that, you know, there is a lot of goodwill out there. I think we, like you said earlier, we can get really doom and gloom about it and it can seem like such a huge problem. And, you know, when we look at all the COPs that are happening and nothing seems to ever get achieved, but like people are tipping away at it and that's what's important. You know, reusing your bags and taking the deposit return scheme and bringing bottles back. You know, I love to see people queuing outside Lidl or where whatever supermarket to bring back their plastic bottles. And if people are really getting into it, and a little bit of incentive doesn't hurt. You know,
and
why not?
I also think when I see people queuing up the plastic bottles, what I love to see in my local supermarkets and places at the moment is it's not just the adults. The kids are getting really involved in it. And I think when you're young and you're getting involved doing things like that, that is embedded into their psyche, into their nature. And it's something they're just going to grow on and develop as they get older.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, because that's the sad thing about it, in a way, is that, like, you know, you and I will get impacted by it, definitely. But, you know, kids who are 30 years younger than us, they're the real ones who are going to feel the brunt of this. So I'm delighted to see kids driving the change and learning about it in schools. And, you know, it's really powerful to see. And, you know, as part of the program, it's great that we're doing little things. But, you know, kind of as a farmer as well, you know, obviously we get a bad reputation sometimes, and sometimes we deserve it, and that's okay, and we need to hold our hands up and say, what can we do to make a difference? But you know, we're all doing it for each other at the end of the day and for the next generation.
So you mentioned there, obviously you're a farmer and you know all about metal, but what was the solar metal that you found out about this week? Can you explain that to me?
Do you know what? Do you know when you do shows and you just think, oh my God, this is such a privilege? Like, you get a call and be like, you're going out to the Aran Islands. I'm like, lovely. I would love to go out to the Aran Islands in the middle of summer. That sounds lovely. So yeah, so we went out to the Aran Islands and what solar metal. I mean, metal is basically an Irish word for kind of a community spirit and community kind of coming together. So what they've done on the Aran Islands is it's obviously really expensive to get stuff done out there and to get workmen out or work women out just because of the geographical issues involved. So the community has come together and pooled their resources and their negotiating power to get solar panels put onto various houses that are involved in the metal on the islands. And it's working really well for them, whether like they're private homeowners or B&B owners. And they're just in a great location to kind of harvest solar energy, and it's saving them money. You know, I think that's the thing about it as well. You know, people think that climate change measures are expensive to do, and there is a high initial upfront cost. I think the average cost is about €7,000. But I mean, there's a lot of, you know, kind of incentives there as well, whether you get the VAT back, whether you can use it as a tax break if you're a sole trader or business owner or anything like that. So, you know, and then your electricity bills are coming down. So it's really good to see, and the community are really working hard at it, and they've kind of they've created something that could be emulated then back on the mainland. You know, it's not just for the Aran Islands. Like, if you were a community and you were interested in getting involved in it, I think the SEAI, who are kind of oversee these things, are really interested in putting communities and more solar metals together. So that's just kind of one thing. But like, there are just tons, and it is, you know, but the other presenters are covering things as well. And like, I watch the shows every week, and you know, we'd be WhatsApping and chatting about what we've covered, and like, it's just really interesting and kind of positive. So yeah, well worth tuning in. And it's on RT Player as well.
I like the idea that it's the communities kind of coming together to help each other out. So, because as we've pointed out, it can be very overwhelming for the individual. But when you have a community element to something, it helps you to get on board, and it helps you to support each other and to feel like as a group you're doing something that's going to make a difference.
Well, like, no one's a subject matter expert in everything. You know, I think we assume that we are going to be subject matter experts in things. Like, you can Google or search for solar panels online, but you don't know if you're getting the best deal. And that's that thing, you know, it's a horrible feeling then if you go to your neighbour and they go, well, I got solar panels. And they said, oh, how much did you pay? And it turns out you overpaid. And, you know, it's so much nicer if you can kind of come together and pool your resources and negotiate together and get a better deal at the end of the day, because that's important too. You know, change in your pocket. We're all going through a cost of living crisis. That's really important too.
Now, Hannah, what I really wanted to ask you about is 3D houses.
Because, oh, they're amazing.
Listen, I want to talk about this. County Louth, right? They're doing something up there that I think sounds like something from the Jetsons.
It's a crazy. And when it was explained to me, I was like, oh, they're building houses. How? And they're getting them up how quickly? Because, you know, we're all, I mean, like, I'm of that age now where I'm living in the home place, but I would love to like set up like a little place as well for myself. And we're all looking at, you know, how on earth am I going to afford a house to live in with my partner or whatever. And so, yeah, it was incredible. So basically, oh, how do I describe it? So 3D printing houses. So they obviously have some sort of technical device, and they can put all the blueprints and plans into it. And then it's basically a lot of workmen kind of looking and making sure that this giant electronic arm pumping liquid cement, obviously a certain type of liquid cement, is going around and around and stopping in the right places to allow for windows and doors. So if you can imagine a giant cake icer, and you're building layer upon layer upon layer of icing, except this time we're talking about liquid cement, That's basically what's happening with 3D printing
houses. How quickly
houses.
Are and we? How quickly are we talking? Honey?
Like, we're talking about less than 3 months. It's incredible.
Holy cow!
I know. That's... And they're nice houses. I mean, they do have slightly, obviously, rounded walls, so you'd have to get used to that. But they've built plenty of tester ones as well, and I've been in them and been around them, and you know, anything like that that can make a difference and that can help people to get an affordable home of their own is much needed in this country at the minute.
Was that the bull getting the piercing in the background?
That is, he's not got his piercing yet. He's actually impatient because the heifer has got a bucket of feed, which is like getting a lollipop, essentially, and he has not.
Very good.
He's giving out.
I know that you've looked at like loads of different things, stabilizing sand dunes, people using vegetable oil instead of diesel. But what would you say has, I suppose, surprised you the most making the past two series?
I think first of all, people's goodwill and people just trying and people just doing things. And, you know, don't be disheartened if you feel overwhelmed by climate change. It's a big issue. Just keep chipping away at it. But secondly, like one of the stories we covered, which I love, is I own an electric car and everyone always gives out about, well, what's going to happen with the battery and the battery range and everything like that. I'm kind of going, oh, I don't know. But we went to a company called Range Therapy, and what they're doing is they get secondhand car batteries. So the car battery can still be charged up to about, say, 80% or something like that. It's not good for a car anymore, but it's still a really good big battery. So they're actually taking those batteries and fixing them onto the side of walls and homes and then hooking them up to, say, solar panels, for example. So then you can store all the excess electricity being generated from your solar panels into your own battery and then reuse your own battery again. So it's much, much cheaper. So like a woman that we went to visit, she had a Nissan Leaf and the battery wasn't optimal anymore. So she took out that battery and then had it fixed onto the side of her house. So now her family of five is basically hardly paying any electricity bills.
That's
and it's not that expensive. Like that, we're not talking huge money here. We're talking a couple of grand. And obviously she didn't have to pay for the battery because she was using her own car battery.
It's really clever. It's getting the idea out there. I mean, that sounds fabulous and it works, but it's letting people know that that's a possibility, which people can find out, I suppose, if they watch the show, Heated, RTE1, 7pm mm-hmm. on Tuesday. I have to ask you one more question, though. When is having the pregnancy test, she peeing on a pregnancy stick?
No, it is a physical examination.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, because I was wondering how is she going to aim.
Yeah, it is. But like I said, she is well fed during it. And it's very brief, and we will possibly know if it's a little girl or a little boy or a little bull or a little heifer as well. So depending on the time. So yes, but I will text in. Will you let us know? Yes,
and
I will let you know.
Piercer hasn't arrived, has he?
Piercer hasn't arrived.
God,
but you know what? If it's a boy or a girl, we could let listeners even pick a name. We will decide.
Can we do that? Do you promise?
Of course you can.
Fantastic.
Heifer's name is Jenny, so that's some inspiration for people out there. But they can go wild. We can have anything we want to have.
Okay. Yeah. And in the future, if people want to contact myself and Hannah, we are starting a business of diamond encrusted piercings for bulls. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that one. Hannah, thanks a million. So many people doing such great stuff. That's Hannah Quinn Mulligan joining us today. The show is Heated. It's back on RTE1 at 7pm on Tuesday.
FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.